think about bushwalks, because we live in such a beautiful part of the country, don't we? And the world, indeed, here in Canberra, that you can have one of the best coffees or meals or go see a world-class percussionist and then half an hour later be climbing a beautiful mountain or going into the bush, being amongst box gum, or perhaps seeing some of the beautiful wildlife we've got. I mean, we're incredibly lucky, but you might not know where all the great bushwalks are, perhaps. I'll tell you one person who does know, and I think probably enjoys them even more than most of us, is John Evans. He has recently completed 1,400 bushwalks in and around the ACT. Not surprisingly, he's a member of the Canberra Bushwalking Club, and he runs a blog called Johnny Boy's Walkabout Blog, in which he details and maps out all his walks. So you and I, well, can either vicariously live through that or actually go and do the walks as well. And John joins us. Hello, John. Well, let me just see if I can get John. Hello, John, have I got you now?
Yep.
So 1,400, was that what you were aiming to go, or are you still going to keep doing more walks?
Look, I think I've still got a couple more left in me.
Are these ones that are well-known already, or did you try and seek out some of your own?
Look, the whole purpose of advertising them is to get other people out breathing a bit of fresh air. So there are some ones that are easy and local, and there are some other ones that are quite difficult and, you know, quite some distance away.
And what do you love about bushwalking, first and foremost?
I love being out with other people. I mean, I think that's great, because once you've made a commitment, it gets you up in the morning. Just being out in nature is a great healer, I think. And particularly, I don't like water, but particularly to get to the top of a high mountain to take in the view, you suddenly feel like a soaring eagle rather than a flapping old chook.
And you do get to see some nature too, maybe a wedge-tail eagle or so.
Definitely. They're a sign of the great health in general of the country in the ACT and surrounding region.
Now, John, I understand when we talk about health, you've been battling a blood cancer, I understand. Has this been something you've been able to do all the way through that?
I had a couple of years off, and now I can't walk up hills much anymore, but sometimes I find myself walking with people that are, I don't know, 30 or 40 years younger, and I guess I'm getting older, so that might explain a bit of it too. But yeah, look, it's been part of the healing process.
And for people listening now that maybe are new to bushwalking, we get lots of transient people that move to the ACT. What are some good basic ones to start with?
We're just so fortunate, in particularly in Canberra, to have the nature reserves that comprise the Canberra Nature Park. And so most people probably live within 500 metres, a kilometre, of a nature reserve that's got butte tracks in them, so you can't really get lost. We've got the Tidbinbilla Nature Reserve. We've got Namadgi National Park. I think in Namadgi National Park there are about 160 kilometres of marked tracks. So there are great ways like that to start off. But I must say, there's nothing like walking off track through the bush.
And you mentioned before it's a great thing to do with other people, but do you ever like just going by yourself?
Yeah, sometimes I walk solo. My wife gets a bit worried about me now, so she allowed me to buy a GPS that has a tracking feature on it, so every 10 minutes it sends a little dot away so she can watch where I am. And of course it has an SOS device similar to a PLB.
That's pretty smart, so it can ping and she knows where you are and that you're moving.
Yeah, and also it's pretty good advice that you'll see everywhere on bushwalking sites and the national park sites to certainly tell a trusted friend where you're going, an idea of your route, and perhaps your expected time back.
Can you take me back to the beginning of you and bushwalking? How did you fall in love with it?
In 2004, so nearly 20 years ago, I saw on the Canberra Bushwalking Club website a navigation course, and it consisted of seven sessions presented by absolute living legends, and it took you right from the basics of how to read a map, and it ended up with an overnight trip which was deliberately scheduled down in the south of Nemadji National Park, and I think that was the first time I walked in snow. And look, that got me sucked right in. And so I've been walking with the Canberra Bushwalking Club for nearly 20 years.
And when we talk about bushwalking, you said there's some easy ones or good ones to get you started. They might have inclines and things, but they're all mapped out. When you go, do you often navigate yourself? I mean, are there ones where they're not marked, so to speak?
Yeah, yes, obviously. When you're off track, a classic walk that I liked, I used to do for my birthday each year, was to walk to Mount Nemadji, which is in sort of the central heart, at least, of Nemadji National Park. And so that's all off track. So you you need to be have good navigation skills, good endurance. It used to take us about 13 and a half hours to walk there and back in a day. So there's some great off-track walking. In the Nemadji, pity about all the rain, first of all, and then, of course, the tragic fires.
Yeah.
And that auroral tracking station, Trackhead, will hopefully soon be open when Rocky Crossing on the auroral road will be opened and we're able to drive into the Trackhead again.
You mentioned before that your wife gets a bit worried about you sometimes, and now you have the sort of tracking devices on and those things. Have you ever got yourself into a bit of trouble or lost your way?
I certainly haven't ever got myself into trouble. I do have to admit that on occasions I've passed the same point within half an hour by doing a complete circle. But apart from navigation whoopsies like that, I've never got myself into trouble, no.
No, but
I think that's one of the great things about walking with
a
bushwalking club, where there's a great lot of knowledge and training and teaching that you can understand. I mean, a lot of people these days use digital devices, phones and so on for navigation, but to understand the background behind it and what it all means keeps you, I think, a better navigator and therefore enjoying the outdoors a lot safer.
John, tell me about the group, because as you said, you belong to them for, what, 20 years or so. Tell me about what you enjoy about the group itself, the Bushwalking Club.
Look, there are over 400 members. And because of that, there is a range of activities based, starting from, you know, half-day activities in our local area up to multi-day off-track walks. So, for example, one that's just about to start is the South Coast Track in Tasmania, and so everything in between. So I really believe that there's something for everyone, and we welcome guests to come along and try it and see what they think, see if they like us, and then they can join up and progress to whatever level that they want to do. One of the beaut things is to try something and then challenge yourself just a little bit more with something a fraction perhaps more difficult or longer or more of a climb next time. And I think most people surprise themselves and that they can progress in their fitness and in their enjoyment of the bush.
So 1,400 bushwalks you've done. Are you going to try and crack 2,000? And is this individual walks or different walks?
Oh, these are, some of them are repeated, but they're all individual walks that I've been on. Look, I hate to admit this, but I'm 74 now, so I need a few more years to crack the 2,000.
Plenty of time.
I love a list or a challenge, and so you've presented me with one, Georgia. Thanks very much.
I think if you did, so let's work this out though. You got what, 52 weeks of the year. How many bushwalks do you do a week, John?
Probably two or three, So I only get 150 a year. So who knows whether I'll meet that goal.
I think you might. I'm going to talk to you. Each 100, we might catch up again. What do you think?
That'd be fabulous.
Hey,
it's always great to have the opportunity to encourage people just to get out and breathe a bit of fresh air. That's my sole purpose in producing those reports on the blog. There's a few spots that we don't talk about that might be environmentally sensitive, but most of those walks have pictures of, well, first of all, a trip report, photographs of things that we've seen along the way, a map, and what's called a GPX file, where people can get an idea of the route that we've followed.
I understand too, John, that you love a few little gadgets. You mentioned some before too, but is there also information there for people on how to be prepared? Because obviously preparation and making sure you've got things with you like water and those sorts of things is pretty important.
There's some little bits of information here and there, but probably I would direct people to the Canberra Bushwalking Club. One of the benefits of joining a club is that they take safety and preparation and gear selection extremely seriously. So there's an awful lot to learn about on the Canberra Bushwalking Club website.
It's been so lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you, Georgia.
That is John Evans. He's got a blog and it's called Johnny Boy's Walkabout Blog. He's also a member of the Canberra Bushwalking Club. And if you don't know about the Canberra Bushwalking Club, you should look them up because they do have some fantastic walks there. And they also have, as he mentioned, ones where you can go along, like group ones with them, and you can go and try it. And most of them are sort of, you know, daytime ones. I think they do have some, from memory, that go overnight and things, as in you go and stay somewhere along the way. But if you are interested, just go online and have a look. So that blog again, it's called Johnny Boy's Walkabout Blog. You can also look up the Canberra Bush Walking Club as well. But 1,400 bushwalks. That is pretty impressive, isn't it? And as he said, having done some of these in and around having cancer as well, there was a couple of years where he wasn't well enough. But that is John Evans, sitting right now, 16 degrees.